Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Scorpio zodiac sign.
Yes, Scorpio. And when we talk about people born between late October and late November, the one word everyone uses is intense.
Always. It's the first thing you hear.
Right. But that's really just the symptom. The real mission for a Scorpio is transformation. They're sort of the zodiac's alchemists, you know, always in these cycles of destruction and then regeneration.
Okay, let's unpack that, because their core vibe is a total paradox. They're a fixed water sign.
Exactly.
Water is all about emotion flow, but the fixed modality is about holding steady, resisting change. So how does that even work in a person?
Well, it creates what we call contained intensity. So forget a rushing river. Instead, think of a really deep, pressurized lake, or even ice.
Ice.
The surface is completely cool, solid, maybe even impenetrable. And that's that famous Scorpio composure you always see.
So you're looking at this placid surface, but underneath all that, the energy is just vibrating with this incredible controlled potential. That must take so much willpower.
It absolutely does. And that structure, that containment, is why they can hold on to emotional states, whether it's deep loyalty or, you know, a deep resentment, for far longer than other signs.
And their ruling planets must play into that. We've got Mars, the ancient ruler, and then Pluto, the modern one.
A fascinating dual rulership. Mars gives them that strategic vitality. But it's not the warrior's sword. It's more like the surgeon's knife.
Precise.
And Pluto. Pluto provides the pressure cooker. It's the force that makes them penetrate the unknown, to face things that other people would run from.
So if you connect that strategy and that pressure, their greatest power isn't really aggression, is it? It's something else.
It's resilience. 100%. They're the only sign that is truly designed to survive a total, say, emotional or spiritual annihilation and then emerge stronger from it.
That sounds like that evolutionary path people talk about.
Yeah.
The scorpion, the eagle, and then the phoenix.
That's the whole journey right there. The phoenix has to rise from the ashes. It's about channeling all that trauma, not into bitterness, but into this really profound wisdom.
Which I think sheds so much light on the challenges and, honestly, the misunderstandings about them.
Yeah.
You know, the reputation for secrecy, for holding grudges.
Mm-hmm.
From the outside, it can look manipulative, but it sounds like it's actually a crisis of control coming from that fixed water nature.
It is. That fixed water traps emotional impressions.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're betrayed, they don't really process and release it. They preserve the feeling. It's like it's in suspended animation.
So the memory isn't just a memory. They're reliving it with the original intensity.
Exactly. And forgiveness requires flow.
Mm-hmm.
Their entire design is for containment.
So the secrecy, that air of mystery, it's not about dominating other people. It's a tactical defense from Mars and a way to protect this incredibly vulnerable core. They're trying to control their own chaotic internal world.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you ever feel uncomfortable around the Scorpio, it might be because they act like a mirror. They instinctively reflect back the things you've suppressed in yourself.
That's a powerful thought. But the flip side to all that intensity, the side that gets missed, is their loyalty.
Oh, it's fierce.
Once you are in that inner circle, the walls come down.
Look.
And you get a level of protection and fidelity that is just absolute.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you.
Discover your unique path to an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.